We have to say.
Okay, and here are the two books.
Okay. Very hungry caterpillar. Light up the moon, little lady gray, and the leaf. Yeah. One Sunday morning, one sun came up and caught out of the 18 a tiny, very hungry caterpillar.
Yeah. I like caterpillar.
Started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple. He was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Sunday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, one watermelon. That night he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate food. One nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. If he wasn't a caterpillar, he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. Stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nailed a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. Read this one?
Yeah.
All over the place. Oh, welcome to our little play. You're ever so glad to make it my glasses.
Okay.
I'm just laying on it.
Is the Sesame Street version in that box?
Yeah. That's great. Okay. Welcome or welcome to our little play. We're ever so glad you can join us today. Let's open the curtain and set into the barn. So let's meet our star coming out of the barn. I am a chicken called Woody Raykin. One day I was wandering out of my pen. And what should I spy when I'm under the leaf in a bright shiny kernel of beautiful seed? So a little red hen called her friend, small and big. First a dog, then a cow, then a sheep, then a pig. Told them a small bit of help she would need, and asked who will help me to plant this fine seed. Not I, said the dog, I have borne them as big. Not I, said the sheep, why not try the pig? Not I, said the pig, I must roll in the mud. Not I, said the cow, must put you in the cut. Ah, forget it, said the little red hen, I'll plant it myself. Your friend wouldn't help plant the seed that I found, so I did it myself, while it's safe in the ground. The dirt is an all that the small plant will need, and all that will help me to water the seed. But I, said the sheep, my wool I must comb. But I, said the cow, I'm writing a poem. But I, said the dog, if you follow the play, pigs say I'd rather go lie in the shade. The little red hen needed water and all. And in the time the small plants grew up sturdy and tall. But she came to a farm first quite early one morning and said, who will help me harvest the corn? And I said, the pig, it is time for my swim. And I said, the dog, help me swim in the corn. And I said, the sheep, though I'd love to say yes, and I'm leaving the cow to the gate to take shots. So the little red hen took the corn by herself, and she brought down her blind from the top of the shelf. Said to her friends, I hope you won't mind. Put you right in and help me to grind. Not I, said the sheep, I am off to the show. Not I, said the dog, I have troubles to grind. Not ice with the chicken, right in my skin, not ice with the dog. The grinding corn's not my face. So a little red hen ground the corn to flour, she beat it some eggs, took over an hour. Then she said to her friends, when you didn't help make them, but these are for nothing. Now who will help me bake them? The ice of the cow, the flies and the swat, and the ice of the dog and the moth going fishing. The ice of the pig and the stable and rolling, the ice of the sheep, is my day to the bowl. My muffins are baked now, they are hot and delicious. They're made of corn, which is good and nutritious. You didn't help bread them, or grind them, or beat them. Now that they're finished, you won't help me eat them. Who will help me eat them? I will, said the dog. There's nothing small meat. I will, said the pig. I'm ready to eat. I will, said the cow at the table, she said. The sheep said, I'm never too busy for that. Now hold it, said the hen in her envious tone. I pointed at you, you should engage all alone. And you all were too busy to help, sir. You see, the dog is for nothing, so he's eaten by me. And the dog and the pig and the cow and the sheep were so disappointed they wanted to eat. The moral of the story is, you see, if I help you, then you want to help me. Your friends help each other. It's a much better way, and that is the end of today's little play. Thanks, everybody, said Prairie Dawn after the play was over. You're all very good, but listen, before we eat up, fun nothing, she will help me put the same in the costumes in the neighborhood. And I said, Henny, I have to go to my juggling horses. And I said, Henny, I have to put my pet canary. I have to buy my pet canary a new pair of sneakers. And I said, Cookie Monster, we have to go to the teddy bear down to his mare. Laura said, I think I hear my mummy calling me. Hey, you guys, Curry John, said Curry John. Did you want anything from today's play? Oh, Curry John, said Henny, we were only kidding. Of course, we'll have. And so Ernie and Grover and Bert and Hope, Harry and Cookie and Fairy Job put all the senior costumes and makeup and ate all the four muffins.
That's a good story. I can see why you like it.